Welcome back. You listen to the Grilling Guys on the Grilling Guys Talk Network. Hey, it's the weekend. We're in mid-June. You better be neck deep in barbecue season. If you're not, you're going to clip your man card. Anyway, I'm Jop and he's Barbecue Bob, and we've been giving a little tips and techniques. We do this a couple times a year, and you tuned in the right day. Today's the day. But Bob, we're talking about burgers next. Yeah. I mean, probably the quintessential item on the grill.
You know, and for all the fancy grilling and smoking and stuff you do, isn't it still one of your favorite? And honestly, hot dogs.
Right.
I don't grill so many hot dogs.
Right.
But I love to when I get to.
Yep. Side hot dog story. Hangover from the Memorial Day, one of the big box stores was trying to get rid of hot dogs. They were selling them a buck a pack for 8 ballpark francs. You know, every year I do that deal in August where I do the children's fair and I do all the cooking for it. I bought 8 packs of dogs for a buck a piece, and I bought 100 packs of them. So I got 800 dogs I'm going to be doing at that gig here in about 6 weeks. But that saved me is like a third. They're usually like $2.99 a pack, and I got them a buck a pack. But so, yeah, I'm going to be doing some dogs, but I smoke those. I roll them on the smoker and let them go, and it looks like a big oven, and people love them. But that's not what we're talking about. We're talking about burgers.
Yeah. Well, so burgers, there's a couple ways you can look at it. You can either go to your butcher and get the very best ground beef, or you can go to your big supermarket and buy whatever hamburger is on sale.
Right.
Okay. They're all going to be good. I'll tell you that the regular 80-20 hamburger is going to be a lot greasier. You've got more potential for flare-ups, even on a really good grill. And but you're going to have a phenomenal tasting burger if it's chuck. Ground chuck.
Fat is flavor, baby.
Instead of ground, you know, leftovers, just ground chuck is going to be the good flavor.
Right.
So, but if it comes from a good meat market like we get ours at Sobey, if you have a butcher that's careful, you can get a nicer blend, and you don't have to be nearly as fussy with the temperature.
Right, right. And I'm doing a little project. At Standard Lumber and Standard Kitchens is where I work here in West Michigan, and we're doing a grill tour this summer where we're going to job sites every day of the week. Got a couple interns that are running around and feeding contractors. Those are our customers and saying thanks, right? Goodwill tour. We're getting all of that from Sobey's. I get them pattied up, ready to go. And he's, you know what he's even doing? This is what you can get from a butcher, is he's seasoning them for me. Now I'm buying a lot of them, right? But they're coming seasoned, ready to go.
Fresh every day.
Fresh every day.
Bang, bang, bang.
Yeah, right.
That's a good setup. And as long as we're plugging our companies, no. I won't plug Carrier.
Right.
But
but you know where I'm going is there's a lot of different things that you can do with burger.
Oh.
And these are the seasoning is mixed in the grind when he's making it for me.
Yeah, and that's Tim's blend.
Right. Yep. So it's
good
ready
stuff
to go.
Yeah, it's onion powder, garlic, salt, pepper, basically.
Right. Yep.
And that's good stuff. So I guess, you know, burgers are pretty simple. You don't have to get overly complex about it. But so if you pick the right meat and know what temperature you're going to bring it to, remember, if it comes in one of those plastic tubes and you can't see the meat, it's been on the floor several times. You got to cook the snot out of that stuff, okay?
Right.
It's still probably safe, but it are not right.
Right.
So you're going to have to bring that up to a good 150, 160 and ruin the piece of meat.
And if you go to 165, just get your hockey sticks out and start batting them around the yard.
Yes. Well, that stuff has got so much fat in it, even at 165, it's still pretty juicy. But so here's a big deal in my book, forming that patty.
Uh-huh.
One thing you don't want to do with hamburger is you don't want to put it in a bowl, mix it all up, put a bunch of stuff in it, mix it all up, because now when you form your patty, it's going to be tough. Because what you've done is you've condensed that meat again by all that manipulation. So you take it right from the grind, get a nice handful. I make them big because I like big burgers and big butts. So I make a nice round ball out of it. I just kind of compress it a little bit. And then in my palm or on a piece of wax paper, I'll flatten that thing down, and then I'll run around the edges, packing in those edges just to kind of make like a curb around the outside of it.
Right.
And then I'll smash down the middle of it, and I'll do that on a big sheet of wax paper, and then I'll take that whole sheet and I'll set it on my cutting board that I'm going to bring out, or cookie sheet that I'm going to bring out to the grill, and I'll make those up in advance like that on wax paper, and they'll all have a nice edge on them. The edge is a big deal because they want to break apart because I haven't done much to mix that meat.
Right.
It still kind of has those strands as it came out of the grinder.
Mm-hmm.
So it'll tend to want to break on those strands where that seam is. So that's why I put the edge on it, and they stay together really well.
The thing that you talked about but we need to spend a minute more on is the little dimple in the center.
Yeah, okay. It's a big dimple.
Right, and you can take your thumb and push down in there, a couple index finger, middle finger, whatever, and push down in there, but you want an indentation in the center of that because what happens is, as it cooks, it tends to swell, and you'll get this really fat burger in the center, and it's thin around the edges, but if you put that little dimple in there, it just kind of comes back up to even.
Yeah, and I've, I guess, evolved in the way I do that depression, so my burger ends up almost looking like a hubcap flipped upside down where it's real flat in the middle and it's got this big ridge all the way around the outside. And when that thing is done, it's still almost fatter in the middle because if you're using a fatty hamburger, that thing is going to shrink up like crazy.
Right.
And that's another thing to consider is if you're using an 80% grind, you're going to lose 20% of your meat. So by all means, or more because the water's leaving too.
Right.
So, you better make that thing nice and big if you want it to not look stupid on the bun when you're done.
Yeah, who likes twice as much bun as you got burger when it's done, right? So make them big. You count on them shrinking, and then they're going to do exactly what you want them to do.
You're talking about work. I do work for Carrier Great Lakes, and we have a branch in Lansing, which I'm at a bunch because center of the state's my responsibility. And we did this event for Bradford White, the water heater factory down in Middleville. And they're saying, oh, we're grilling all this. And I go, oh, well, I'm coming for the day. How about if I do the grilling?
Right.
And they go, well, that'd be great. So I get there, and we've got this really, really bad grill. So I'm discouraged.
Happens all the
time.
I'm
discouraged. But the guy was smart. The branch manager is very smart, and he went to Marendorf's
Meats.
It's a place, and they've got a couple places in Lansing. He's a Sobey kind of guy. He's a fantastic butcher, and we got a bunch of his brats and kielbasa, and we need to have Marendorf on the show. And the ground meat was beautiful. They didn't get enough. We had so many guys showing up that about after an hour, I said, dude, we're in trouble. You got to make a run. So we had to run back and double down on the order. Plus, the manager was kind of like, oh, you know, you're making those awful big. And I said, hey, it's 80-20 burger, man.
Right.
So I showed him the burgers when we were done by the time I put them on the contractor's buns. And they're just, like, not that big. They're barely covering the bun. I started off with this thing that's the size of a dessert plate around and pretty thick. And now I've just got this really average-looking hamburger.
Right.
That's how bad those things shrink.
And I think they shrink more because you haven't kneaded the meat. You left it in that stranding. And it's got a little more air in it that tightens up, so
could
they
be.
Shrink a little
could
bit
be.
More. But that, what Bob said earlier, is if you really pack those down, they're going to be tougher.
Yeah.
And if you leave that open grind in there, you're going to have a much more, juicier.
Manly
burger. It's time for some man law.
Now you're a man! A man, man, man. Now you're a man! A manly, manly, man. A man, man, man. You are now a man. You're a man. Now you're a man.
Yeah, I feel like a man after talking about hamburgers, Jop.
Yes, sir.
Today's man law. Unless he murdered someone in your immediate family, you must bail a friend out of jail within 24 hours.
If he calls, that's exactly right. Just man law. He's a buddy. You'll be good. And keep in mind that if they set your bail at $1,000, it only costs $100 to get out because you buy a bail bond.
You ever have to bail anybody out?
I have.
Me too.
I have. And you know what? It's usually in the middle of the night, but at the end of the day, that's...
you have a phone call from...
I own your prison.
Yeah, it wasn't prison, but it was driving school
or whatever.
Right,
it's usually the county sheriff.
Yeah, right. Yeah. but anyway.
Yeah. So burgers, that's a big deal. Just to keep some of those things in mind. We didn't really get to talk about loaded burgers, but we could talk about those in the next segment because that's a really wonderful way to take a basic piece of hamburger and make it
special,
total cool.
Yeah. Coming up next, we'll load your burger and tip your sausage. Stick with us. We'll be back.
damn drink. I felt so good, like anything was possible.